Hello children, today we will be doing chapter 9 in English literature, Jack and the Beanstalk. This story is about a little boy who lived with his mother and they were very poor. So how one day he goes to sell his cow, but instead of money, he brings home some magic beans. Now his mother was very angry and she threw the beans out of the window and they went to bed hungry. The next day when they get up, Jack finds a huge giant beanstalk has grown. He climbs the beanstalk and he meets a giant on the other side. And the giant had a special harp, a hen, and Jack, he takes these things and he runs away. And then how he slays the giant and becomes very rich, and he and his mother lives happily ever after. So while I read, please pay attention carefully. There was a boy called Jack. He lived with his dear mother in a little cottage. They were very poor. All they had was a cow called Milky. One morning, there was nothing to eat. Jack's mother told Jack to take Milky to the market and sell her. On the way, Jack met a man. He gave Jack some magic beans for the cow and took her away. When Jack gave the beans to his mother, she was very angry. She boxed his ears and threw the beans out of the window. They went to bed hungry. The next morning, Jack woke up and looked out of the window. He saw a giant beanstalk. He jumped out of bed and out of the window. He started to climb the beanstalk. He climbed up to the sky through the white fluffy clouds. Jack saw a beautiful castle. He went inside. Now Jack heard a loud voice. Fee, fo, fum. Jack ran and hid inside a large cupboard. As he peeped, he saw a huge giant come into the room. He sat down. On the table, there was a hen and a golden harp. His fat wife came in with a large bowl of hot porridge for him. As he ate, he said, "Lay." The hen laid an egg. It was made of gold. Harp began to sing. Soon the giant was asleep. Jack jumped out of his hiding place. He picked up the hen and the harp. The harp cried out, "Master, help!" The giant woke up and cried, "Fee, fo, fum!" Jack ran and started to climb down the beanstalk. The giant came down chasing after him. As Jack came close to the ground, he shouted, "Mother, bring the axe!" Jack's mother rushed out and Jack chopped down the beanstalk. The giant fell with a huge crash. He was dead. Jack and his mother were never poor again. They lived happily ever after. Now, I hope you enjoyed the story, children, and I would like you to read it once again with the help of your parents. Bye and take care, children.